Asian Pop Radio Australia. 영원한 건 절대 없어 결국엔 넌 댄싱 바바바바바 원하며 와지 노바 모두 쏙쏙쏙쏙쏙
Hello and welcome back to Asian Pop Radio Australia. I am your host Jeanette, and with me is the lovely and beautiful
Jaejeon,
looking dapper as always.
Dapper? I'm wearing like a hoodie and pants I haven't washed for a while.
No one can see it, but everyone can fantasize you just being in a suit all the time.
Thank you. I am dapper today. What's happening on the show today?
Well, we always have our thigh.
Yeah,
like the thighs.
We do have thighs.
On top of the car.
Yeah.
Yep. We have our Thai song of the week, thanks to our Thai pop specialist, Paul.
Ding.
Shaz is in Seoul talking about riding
bike riding today.
That actually intrigues me.
We need to, because last week she spoke about fast food, so now we had to ride it off.
Unless it's a scooter, then it's a different story.
Mm.
Phil will join us for another Hello K-pop update.
Oh, good.
Another dapper boy.
Yeah.
And our interview with Neon Safari.
Music-wise, we're going to hear Min from ST319. Love, Min. Elva is in the mix. And Oreska Band.
I think it's Oreska Band.
Oh, them. Thank you for clarifying that, Jeanette. Okay, time for this. Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Done. Across the community radio
network, this is... I haven't done it for a while. Thought I would. Jeanette. It's yours. Take it. Take it.
All we can hear is you. K-pop fans in Brisbane were given a nice surprise this week after Utopia Entertainment announced that Korean idol Eric Nam will be performing in their city this November.
Yeah.
The news was announced shortly after Eric's visit to Melbourne, and to top it off, Brisbane will also be able to have a meet and greet with Eric. So you can, you know, relax, get massages with Eric.
What?
That's how he has fun.
Contract?
I hope so. In our contract. Aside from all the idols that have stopped over in the airport, Eric will be the first idol to perform in Brisbane alongside former Voice contestant Elio and AO Dance Crew.
How ripped off would you be if you're in Brisbane and you've had a plethora of artists coming through and stopping by in the airport but never performing?
No, that always happens to me.
Shocking. Good work, Brisbane. If you're a lover of Japanese pop culture, head on down to Melbourne Royal Exhibition Building this Saturday and Sunday to join fellow super fans at the Animaga Expo.
Woo!
Beginning at 9 a.m, Animaga promises to bring all of the Japanese goodness with plenty of activities, including maid cafes, gaming, cosplay events, and much more. Tickets are available online at animaga.com.au and will also be available at the door on the day of the expo.
So get on it. And since we are on the topic of anime, fans will be happy to know that the Neko Nation will be back this December. For my birthday, isn't that great?
Mm.
Neko Nation is a nightclub appealing to fans of anime and Japanese pop culture all across Australia, with plenty of K-pop and J-pop tunes, as well as anime-themed cocktails to make for a good night.
Wow.
Prizes will be given away to those who dress to impress or dance their hearts out.
There you go. Thanks to Cassie. That was absolutely awesome, as usual. And of course, Asian Pop Radio is a media partner to all three events, so we will be there and we will be covering each. Time now for a more in-depth look at K-pop, thanks to Phil at Hello K-pop.
Thanks, Phil.
Say hello to Australia's biggest online K-pop news website. Here's Hello K-pop with a Korean pop news update.
Follow us, Asian Pop Radio.
And on Asian Pop Radio Australia, we are joined once again by the founder of Hello K-pop, Phil. How are you going?
I'm lovely, Jace. I'm enjoying this beautiful weather today.
It is getting warmer across the country at the moment, Phil, so that's good news for everyone. We're going to have a look back over 2014 so far. Of course, we're up to, well, we're nearly in October, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. And I've been some big stories this year. I mean, it's a bit odd how we have so many big stories since last year, which hasn't, you know, K-pop has just become more controversial, don't you reckon?
I really think it has this year. There's been some good news stories and bad news stories, and I guess we're going to look at five of some of the biggest stories that we think have really made an impact this year. Starting off with Chris and EXO.
Yeah, that was the first real big story this year. Earlier this year, Chris from EXO, he filed a lawsuit against his agency, saying that they never respected his opinion, and that they overworked him, which is not good, especially when he was sick. So what he did was he stayed back in China after he was promoting their new song Overdose.
Yeah.
And so since then, he hasn't returned from China to Korea to promote with EXO, and this is obviously devastating news for EXO fans, especially because, you know, they're so new to the scene. So I was shocked by the news because I was dying to love EXO. So,
well, I mean, everyone was. You have to wonder how strategic it has all been, because EXO is pretty much the top searched K-pop group of 2014, right?
I reckon they are. They're on Hello K-pop, they're definitely one of the top, if not the top search, most searched K-pop group. So yeah, definitely big news for us and big news for EXO fans. And so there's a lot of new things happening with Chris that is coming up. He's starring in two new Chinese movies. He's already released a song for a Chinese film called Tiny Times 3. And apparently he's going to be releasing a new mini album soon. So a lot of things to come for, you know, Chris. And I'm interested in seeing how, you know, the lawsuit unfolds in the next couple of months.
Yeah. Well, I think he's got a good few fans behind him anyway, so I'm sure he'll be fine. Now, someone that we were only talking about last week, because it is one of our current big news stories, of course, Kim Hyun-jun.
Yeah, so this is jumping forward a bit, but Kim Hyun-jun, so earlier this month, was it this month or last month?
Late last month, I guess.
Yeah, his ex-girlfriend of 2 years filed some charges against him, saying that he repeatedly assaulted her, which is terrible, terrible news. So, you know, Kim Hyun-jun obviously denied the allegations to begin with, and he has since then admitted to the allegations and, you know, apologized, and his girlfriend has now dropped the charges.
Yeah, always a bad news story when something like this is said, but we do, let's be honest, we do kind of sit there and think for a second, hang on, is this someone just trying to cause trouble? But I guess when a news story like that comes out, you want to give the person the benefit of the doubt, right?
Of course.
But no, it turns out that he did admit to it, and I guess that she's got the justice that she wanted to, right?
I guess so. And it's good because, you know, a lot of people say that she was in it for the money and for attention, but during this whole time, her identity was never revealed. And when she did drop the charges, it did say that it was reported that she didn't, you know, ask for any money or any compensation, which is, you know, her intention was to get her justice, which she did get.
Well, it would be nice if we could hear a news story about the two becoming friends again and being on good terms and getting past that.
That would be good, yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Chase, I do have something to say about, I find it a bit funny how he said, you know, that he fractured her ribs by them playing. I don't know, who would come up with that kind of excuse?
Yeah. See, brothers don't do that. Brothers don't do that with that kind of play fighting, let alone a guy handling a woman in that way. That's just horrible.
Yeah, let's not imagine how they did that.
No. Bad visual. All right. And a whole heap of real life shipping this year, right?
Yes, this is great news. This is one of the better stories, I guess. A lot of K-pop couples have come out, so this is definitely something new to the K-pop world, because a lot of K-pop fans, K-pop people, you know how conservative people are in Korea.
Yeah.
So it's kind of good that a lot of people are more coming out and publicly announcing their relationship, because, you know, the idols are human. You know, I know that you, Jace, you don't want the idols to date, but they are human. So, you know, they should be able to date whoever they want.
Yeah.
And Baekhyun and Tiffany were one of the couples who came out earlier this year. Dispatch caught them on a date near EXO's dorm, and then a lot of, you know, controversy happened, even though it shouldn't have happened. Fans started a petition to demand that Baekhyun leave EXO, and Tiffany got all this hate. And yeah, so it's just tragic news for, I don't know why it's such a big issue, to be honest.
Just before you go any further, Phil, I just want to set the record straight. I don't mind if K-pop idols date, as long as I get an offer once in a while. I don't care if it's male or female, as long as I can be part of the industry.
Yeah. And also, you know, joining Baekhyun and Tiffany, we had Suli and Choiza, who announced their relationship not too long ago. It was funny how that just kind of unfolded, because Choiza lost his wallet, and then fans found, like, you know, photos of Suli in it.
Yes.
And
then, that was a pretty sticky situation there.
Yeah, that was. And then, FX said that they were ending their promotions because Suli was retiring. screen. Well, not because of Sully were time, but they was announced at the same time. And then, you know, Sully got a lot of hate from it. People were burning her photos. People were smashing her, you know, their merchandise across her, like, cut out from the photos. So,
wow.
They're kind of odd.
All right, Phil, we're going to cover the next two things right after a song. This is Asian Pop Radio Australia. More from Phil next.
Follow us on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio. Follow us on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio.
Asian Pop Radio Australia, we're back with Phil of HelloKpop.com, counting down, well, I guess looking back at some of the big news stories of K-pop over the last, 10 months. There's still a couple months to go for the year. What could happen next? Who knows? But one of the big news stories, probably one of the biggest, I think, was, of course, 21's Park Bom being up for, I guess, drug charges, wasn't it?
Yeah, when this report came out, I was really, really shocked. So earlier this year, an old case from 2010 was brought back up saying that Park Bom, 21's Park Bom, tried to smuggle 82 pills of amphetamine. And this happened, you know, in 2010. You know, it has caused one of the biggest controversies this year, if not the biggest, I believe. And, you know, YG came out to defend her, you know, saying that she was prescribed with the drugs in the US because it's legal there. You know, a lot of people have said that she brought it back. Well, she tried to smuggle it back knowingly that it was illegal in Korea or without a prescription. So the case was already closed in 2010, was suspended actually, and at the moment they're kind of looking into it still, so we haven't heard much since then. But she has since, you know, been really quiet since the incident. She's, you know, left roommate, the show that she was in.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just think it's a big, big, big story this year, and, you know, shocking. You never know what's in the K-pop world.
No, it sounds like she's keeping a low profile, which could mean, you know, I guess it could mean something on both sides. She's either playing safe and just trying to stay out of the spotlight, or nasty stuff's about to happen and she's preparing for it. Who knows? Who knows?
You know who's not keeping a low profile?
Who's that?
The prosecutor for Park Bom's drug case.
Oh, really?
I don't know if you heard, but he was caught doing you know, something you shouldn't have been doing in public.
No.
One of those sexual acts, you know. He was caught doing that, and he has since then been, of course, arrested and questioned over that.
Hang on, I'm confused. Was he alone or was he with someone else?
He was alone.
Oh, no. Yeah. In public? Why?
I don't know why I told you that, but I thought it was good to know.
Well, there you go. You meant he was kissing his arm, right?
Let's just say that.
All right, good. Okay, but one of the more depressing stories of the year, of course, was Ladies Code. Not only one band member passing away in a horrific car accident, but only days later, a second member of the group passed away, unfortunately, and it's just ripped the K-pop world apart, hasn't it?
This has, and it has really been a testament to how, you know, the fans in K-pop and how supportive they are. You know, even though they're not, you know, they're not a fan of Ladies Code, but it was great to see during this time all the fans came together as, you know, as a K-pop community to support the group.
Yeah.
So devastating, you know. I wish this didn't happen, but the group was driving back from a promotion in Daegu, and their car hit a rail guard. Yoonbi, one of the members in the group, died at the scene, and other members were sent to hospital. And Rusae was, you know, one of the other members who was in the car. She was unconscious for 4 days.
Yeah.
And then it was announced that she didn't survive. Tragic news. The photos from the funeral were released, and videos were also a video montage was also released, and it was just so heartbreaking to see, you know, the impact and, you know, what the accident has caused in the K-pop world.
Having been a few weeks ago now, how are the remaining girls going? Have there been many reports on the two girls? The three girls, right?
Three girls, yeah. They were being treated for minor injuries still. They haven't appeared publicly yet, but they did release one of their song, I'm Fine, Thank You.
Yeah.
Which skyrocketed to number one on the Real Time chart after, you know, the tragic incident.
Sure.
They have since, you know, released a music video, so.
Okay.
But that was like more of like a tribute music video to, you know, the members who have passed away.
Dude, they don't get much time to rest, do they?
Sorry?
They don't get much time to rest.
Yeah, well, I hope they get all the support and counselling that they need, though.
Exactly.
Now, I'd love to see them come back together still.
It would be great when they're good and ready, I would say. Now, Phil, what do you think the next couple of months is going to bring us in the world of K-pop? Do you think that the big news will be on some positive stuff, like maybe some album releases or concerts?
I'm hoping there's some positive, some positive stories to come. Almost awards season, so
yes.
There's obviously going to be some awesome performances and some awesome fashion to things to talk about. So yeah, let's hope, you know, it's positive from here on, and we end on a positive note to the year.
Well, hopefully Hello K-Pop can bring us some positive news stories, and we'll all get to be entertained by you once again.
Yes, definitely. We're always covering K-Pop news, even if it's outside, like where I am right now.
That's it.
Yeah, so check us out on Hello K-Pop for all the trending K-Pop news.
HelloK-Pop.com. Thank you, Phil.
Thank you.
Thank you, Phil, for that update. And I know you're outside and the sun is really beautiful and the whole day is beautiful, but maybe if you stood next to me, your day would get a little bit better.
A little bit more beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to get a lot beautiful if we're going to talk in that sense. I don't mean to brag.
Yes, you do. Asian Pop Radio.
Carry On by Oriska Band. Oriska Band.
It sounds like some kind of like food brand.
Or Canadian Oriska brand. Yeah, well, that came off more Russian, to be honest.
Yeah, Russia. Something like that. Hello to everyone listening in Russia today. If you are, make sure you get onto our Facebook page. And,
tell me if it's cold there.
Is it cold there at the moment?
I thought it just snows all the time in Russia.
Not all the time. It can get really hot in Moscow, can't it?
I'm not sure.
I'm assuming in summer.
I failed in geography. Mm,
that didn't make the news.
No.
What should have made the news is a famous Australian radio host that actually went on a date on the weekend with another radio host's brother.
I don't know about this. What are you talking about?
Well, no, come on, let's tell her on. Should we talk about it?
No.
Why not? He doesn't listen. He told you on the weekend he doesn't listen. Come on.
I don't kiss and tell.
The listeners would like to know, because I've been telling you for like, what, 5 months that you should go on a date with my brother. And then you finally go on a date with my brother, and now you don't want to talk about it.
It's, I'd rather not jinx it.
Was it a good night? Was he a gentleman? Was he a gentleman?
Yes.
Yeah, were you? Were you a lady?
I wasn't a gentleman. I was quite the lady, though. I wore a dress just to amp it up, just to make sure I am a lady.
Is it going
to
be another date?
I don't know.
I'm doing the big brother thing. I have to look after my brother. I need to secure this date for him.
I think I can. I'm a big girl. I think I've got this.
All right, cool. Something else that we've got is an Amanga interview coming up later on in the show.
Oh, yes.
And we will be interviewing a young lady who is the lead singer of Neon Safari. They're a local J-pop group.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
They're really awesome.
Yeah.
Locally in Australia, but J-pop.
Mm, so coming up.
Think about that.
Let's think about that now while we go to Paul for the Thai Pop Song of the Week.
And now, please be upstanding for the Thailand National Anthem and Paul's Thai Song of the Week.
DJ, put it back. Go.
Hey guys, it's Paul here, your Thai pop specialist, and this week, as usual, I have a Thai song for you. Rao Thu Sang Ma Pue Gan, which translates to Born to Be with Each Other. Sing by female Thai duo artist New and Ju. They got popular from The Star yet again, and the song is about Born to Be with Each Other, telling a story about a man and a woman. They're in love. They have born to be meant for each other, like they can't separate. I hope you guys enjoy Rao Thuk Sang Ma Pue Gan Lae Gan on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
หนึ่งคำว่ารักจากฉันหนึ่งคำว่ารักที่เราให้กันกำหนดมาใช่ไหมให้เราสองคน ตามหารักแท้กันอยู่เลยมันมี
Pop Radio Australia, thanks to Paul for another Thai Pop Song of the Week. And Paulie, of course, turned 21 on the weekend.
Get it? 21?
Yeah.
I guess we all blackjack in that, guy.
You are also coming up to your 21st, aren't you? When do you turn 21? December. The month of December.
I am actually younger than that.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you 19? Are you 19?
I'm turning 20, yeah.
Ah. Okay, then we'll continue this conversation this time next year.
Yes.
All right, let's go to a Shaz's review. She's actually in Seoul, and she's apparently going to be talking about bikes.
Because we talked about fast food last week, I think she noticed that we got a little bit carried away.
Here she is.
This is Shaz with the Asian Pop Radio Australia review. Australia review.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
Hello and welcome to Asian Pop Radio Australia Traveller Review of Korea. So you have now been eating at cafes, restaurants, as well as sleeping in your traditional house or your cheap guest house and are looking for something slightly more exciting to do. Maybe you even want to do some exercise to work off all that sugar you've undoubtedly been eating all those sweet pastries from Perry Baguette. That is where I come in to tell you about my favourite way of exercising in Korea. Given that I used to be an active person back in Sydney, netball anyone? And now that I'm in Korea, without any parents telling me I must exercise, I have been getting a little slack. Don't forget I also did start uni recently and organizing enrollment was kind of a hassle and working out has not been higher priority. Anyway, different ways of exercising here include hiking up mountains, going to the Han River near Gangnam and playing basketball, or casual strolls down Myeongdong, because yes, even when shopping you are technically doing exercise. Richard and I tried to do something interesting and more unique in Korea by going to Yeouido and riding a tandem bike, also known as the couple bike. Yeouido is south of the river and west of Gangnam. It is a small island that is famous for bike riding, watching the sunset, and couples. Bike riding along the Han River during sunset is one of the most beautiful things you can do in South Korea. If you are brave like Richard and I, then try out the tandem bike because it is the most rewarding, especially for couples. If you haven't ridden one before, try it out. For the first 10 minutes, it is okay to try practicing riding it. You will fall. The handles are really sensitive as you are controlling a bike for two instead of for one. So say you actually manage to gain a good pattern. So you and your partner are pedaling along to the same pace, to the same beat, and you gain enough courage to look up and around and take in the breathtaking view of the river with the sunset. And maybe, just maybe, if you're at the correct time, you can see fireworks, if you're at the correct place, of course. Just a pre-warning, if you plan to do what Bridget and I did and ride for what seemed like ages until we realized that the island is in fact not so like an island, that you find yourself 3/4 of the way to Gangnam, then you will also realize that for most of the path, it is quite hilly and riding a tandem bike down a hill is one, but going up, well, remember that you are pedaling for two people, double the weight. Regardless, it is still fun because, like I always say, when people eat and sleep and sweat together, they become closer as people. To hire a bike, which we were so lost about at first, is actually quite simple. Take exit number 2 from Yoido Naru station and walk towards the water. You'll see a lot of people sitting here. Walk towards Gangnam / the same direction you should have been already walking in, and eventually you should see a tent with lots of bikes. If not, go up to an ajumma and say Gagonjo, which means bike. They will understand. This has been Shazza on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
You guys talk the same.
What?
Sorry.
Shazza and I?
No, hang on.
Me and my brother. You're still talking about my brother. Don't talk about my weekend, you say. Don't talk about my date with your brother. Don't do this. Don't do that. We go to a song. We hear from Shaz. Come back. You want to talk about my brother as soon as the microphone's on. Unbelievable. Mixed messages, you see? That's what it's going to be for him. Mixed messages.
It's not.
I'll have to teach him how to handle you.
Jeez.
Shaz, awesome person.
Mm-hmm.
She was telling me a story. It's okay to talk about people while they're not here, isn't it?
I guess so.
It is radio.
That's what we do.
She was telling me that her friend, I believe is an American girl,
mm-hmm.
frequents the same club quite often.
Yes.
She said last Halloween, she went out dressed head to toe in a big costume.
Yeah.
Went to the club.
Yeah.
Another dude came up in a big costume, so she couldn't see who it was.
Mm-hmm.
Had a bit of a chat, this and that. She got bored with him and moved away because she thought he was being a bit clingy.
Yeah.
And she got home the next day and she was looking on the website, or K-pop or something like that.
Yeah.
And found out that the guy that was in the costume was G-Dragon.
Oh, God.
Right.
Oh,
and God. She totally snubbed him, right?
Holy heck.
And then 3 months later, they were in the same club again and she was, you know, doing bar things at the bar, you know,
yes.
having a good time. And then this guy came up with a hat and some dark glasses and everything and was kind of like, hey, blah, 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 having a bit of a chat, trying to, you know, weasel in,
yeah.
trying to buy her a drink. And she's like, oh, why does everyone have to buy me a drink? She got up and left again. And as she went out, she heard from the people at the front that it was G-Dragon.
Oh, God.
So not only has she snubbed G-Dragon once.
But twice.
But twice.
But you know what they say about the third time?
What? Third time's a charm?
Third time, she's gonna get lucky.
Ah.
And not snub him off.
Mm.
Snub or snub? Isn't snub like a little plant?
That's a shrub.
Oh my.
Okay, you do need to spend some time with my brother because he's a horticulturalist.
Hey, this is Dami and you're listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Do you think K-pop has influenced you as an artist?
Definitely. Yeah. In high school, I was really into BoA. When her second album came out, I was just crazy over it.
I was singing Eat You Up in the kitchen the other day,
oh,
which
really?
Is just really weird.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Interviews, news, reviews, and exclusives. YouTube.com/Asian Pop Radio.
Asian Pop Radio Australia, this is Jay John. We are right across the community radio network on stations like Joy in Melbourne, 2SER in Sydney, and Switch 1197 in Brisbane. Big event coming to Melbourne in a week's time, of course, Anamanga, and we have one of the organisers of, or one of the people that are making it happen in the studio with us at the moment. Please welcome Jeff to the studio. How are you going, Jeff?
Hi, thanks for having me here.
So, tell us a little bit about the history of the event. Where did it get started, and how has it evolved since then?
From what I recall, it was about a year ago where
yep.
it was just kind of thought out, and then slowly, surely it's come together and now it's coming to fruition.
There you go. So it's the first time it's been, it's the first time it's taking place, right?
Yeah, it's the first of its kind, first Animaga here in
sure.
Melbourne.
So is this, is it something that took, like, got started because there's a bunch of friends that were talking about it for a while and said, oh, you know, we need to get this off the ground and make it happen? Is Is that how it worked, or is it someone that just wants to put on an event for some kudos?
Pretty much that. It was just for, there's kind of not a just purely anime Japanese style culture based convention anymore for Melbourne, so we were like, we could try to step in.
Since I've been doing this show, I had no idea of Armageddon and you know, Comic-Con and any of this stuff before I started doing the show, and then all of a sudden I've just noticed how many events there are. There's a huge amount of events based around Asian pop culture. How do you guys see your event being different from the rest?
Since most of the other ones are pop culture based, yep. So it also focuses on the Western culture, this one's primarily just trying to be all about anime, try to be about the cosplay, try to be about the games.
Why do you think it's so popular, like the pop culture events in Melbourne? Why do you think so many locals want to be a part of them and be at these events?
I think it's because with the overall nerd culture being kind of the cool thing now, yeah. I think everybody wants to be a part of it, yeah. And usually going to a convention is like the easiest way to start.
And I guess it's a way for people to be able to take on another form for the day, right? And live out the fantasy of being another character, yeah?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Have you cosplayed yourself much, or?
I've cosplayed a few.
Yeah? What's your choice?
Something I've been popular for was when I did Mario a couple of years
back. Awesome. Mario always pulls a crowd.
Definitely.
Never Luigi, though.
Nah.
He always gets pushed to the side for photos. For our Melbourne listeners, we are spoiled for choice. Armageddon's coming up in about a month from now. Is there any concern for you guys? There aren't enough people to cater to both events. Are you worried that some might hold off for Armageddon and not come along to yours? Or do you think it's a completely different crowd? You'll be okay.
I think it would be a different crowd altogether.
Yep.
Like, obviously, some of the people that love anime will go to Armageddon.
Yep.
But otherwise, since that's more, Armageddon's more of a pop culture base, it'll draw in a different crowd rather than just only the anime, sure, Japanese style crowd.
And they don't have a maid's cafe.
No, they don't.
All right. Tell us about some of the different activities that we'll be able to see at the event on the weekend.
We'll be hosting panels for cosplay, a photo booth,
yep,
where people can have their photos taken of their cosplays or just of themselves by a professional photographer. We've also got a model workshop or mecha workshop where you get to build like little robots and stuff.
Okay, cool.
As well as there's a drawing area, games area.
Nice.
And we'll be also holding game competitions,
yeah,
where there'll be prizes and whatnot. We'll be hosting a cosplay runway, so you get to stretch your stuff.
Wow.
Look awesome. And as well as on the Sunday, there'll be a cosplay competition where it will be judged by the cosplay guests coming in from Taiwan. Neneko and Momo.
Right.
You can find them on Facebook.
And they're quite well-known, well-renowned.
They're quite renowned over in Asia and, yep, slowly making their way into outside of the Asian areas.
Right. It's amazing how big some of the followings are for some of those cosplayers around the globe now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
really
amazing.
Full of crowd.
We have famous cosplayers here in Australia that people over in America, over in Asia, they're like, oh my God, you know these people.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They're like superstars.
It's amazing, isn't it? And then you look at someone like Lili, who's like really into the cosplay and performing in the J-pop and everything, and she's just got a massive following overseas, but maybe here they don't know her particularly.
Yeah, not as well.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can grab her as a guest maybe and then
fantastic,
bring her into...
Give her a flight down from Brisbane, I'm sure she'll come.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, what's your pick for the weekend?
One thing, meeting the guest cosplayers. They're super adorable, really cute. Have your photos with them, have them sign like stuff. Pretty much check out everything. There's so much to do.
Excellent. And are you waiting to see how this weekend goes before you plan the next adventure, or are there already plans in the work for next year?
I think there are plans,
yeah,
but we're just seeing how it plays out for this one.
Okay. What about taking the event interstate? Is there any chance of that happening, or?
Depending how this one goes,
sure,
there will definitely be future events in other states.
All right. How do we find out more and book tickets?
You can find us at the Animaga Facebook page over at facebook.com/Animaga and www.animaga.com.au.
Excellent. And we've been posting the links on our Facebook page for a couple of weeks, but we'll continue to do that. So if you missed that, you can get to our Facebook page because you know it well already, and we'll have the links. Jeff, thanks very much for coming in and having a chat about the event. Hopefully see you down there.
No worries. Thanks again.
Follow us on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio.
Thanks, Jason, for giving me a little bit of an insight about Enemago.
That's okay.
I think I'm definitely going to go now. Like, I'll just drop all of my priorities and just jump into there. And if anyone's there, please find us and say hashtag AfroFamily, and then we give you a small little prize. It's called a hug.
It's not a cookie.
Well, I'm not there. I can't give cookies, can I?
Your cookies are thank anyway.
Did you say thank?
Fake. Fake. You should know fake.
They're not fake. They're actually real.
Okay.
And they're not the raisin one.
Okay.
Anyways,
yep.
Now we are going to a Filipino artist called Yen Constantino.
From one to another.
Yes. I'm not a female artist.
Oh my God.
Anyways, it's Yen.
Yeah. Feel free to talk over the top.
It's Yen Constantino with Ikal.
Cool. You like her?
Yeah, she aight.
Yeah?
She cool.
Yeah. What do you like about it?
She's got a real Chinese name.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Sa pagpatak ng bawat oras ay ikaw ang iniisip-isip ko. Hindi ko mahinto pindik ng puso. Ikaw ang pinangarap-ngarap ko simula ng matanto. Nabalang araw
sa akin.
This is Asian Pop Radio Australia. I am your host, Jay John, and we are right across the Community Radio Network. If you listen to our show most weeks, you'll know that we'd like to not only try to support new rookie groups over in Asia, but also like to support some of our local talent as well. And so for this week, we are very lucky to have in the studio a member of the group Neon Safari, who are a local, I guess, J-pop electro kind of group. And Chihiro joins us today. How are you going?
Hey, very good.
Thanks for coming in.
No, not at all. Oh, thank you for inviting us.
Well, we've had a bit of a listen, I guess, to your EP. It's your first release, isn't it?
This is the first one,
it's
yes.
It's very exciting. We'll talk a little bit more about the EP very, very soon, but I thought maybe you can tell us a little bit about how Neon Safari got started, and were you involved with the group at the start? Have you been there right from word go?
Not from the start. Yeah. So the Column is the one producing these songs, and my showmate actually happened to be his friend.
Yeah.
And then like we always like to go karaoke, so like, you know, Chihiro would be like a nice singer for that. And then like,
oh, wow.
She invited me to meet Callum, and then that's how we met. And then like, I think he was doing that project for like halfway, and then I got into like the other half. So,
oh, that's
yeah,
cool.
Not from the start actually.
Okay, so let's have a look at the background of each of the members. So yeah. You're Japanese.
Yes.
Yeah, and what about the others?
Others are all Japanese as well.
Okay.
And then Sachio, who's another singer, the girl, she used to be in the another band with Callum.
Yep.
So that's how they met there.
Okay.
And then Taiji, I know him personally in private life, and then he's a cool singer. We
yeah.
used to go karaoke all the time.
So, yeah. So how much of your life is dedicated to karaoke?
Probably like once a week we have like a big session.
Wow,
yeah.
That's really
so, like,
cool.
We're like really regular.
How long have you been in Melbourne for?
Me?
Yeah.
About 10 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where were you living before that?
Japan.
Okay.
Yeah, all the time.
Where did you grow up in Japan?
I'm from a small town called Aomori, which is the northern part of Japan.
Okay.
I lived there for 15 years and I came to Australia.
Very nice. What are they most famous for? Like, what do people know when they think
like,
of that town?
I grew up in a fishing town.
Yeah.
So, like, we always love eating a lot of seafood and sashimi,
sure.
all those things.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's why you're going for tempura later after the interview.
Yay.
Okay, how about you tell us, how would you describe the sound of the group?
So it's influenced by a lot of French and Japanese pop.
Yeah, yeah.
So electropop.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure whether everyone knows about Parfume, which is like electropop.
I think it'd be safe to say everyone listening to this show know a lot about Perfume because
okay,
we love
cool.
Perfume. Yeah.
Yeah, so I love personally as well. And
yeah,
Callum loved that group.
And they got a new album coming out.
Yay!
Very exciting.
A lot of the songs that he made is influenced by that group
yeah.
and a lot of it are French pop, which I'm not really familiar with.
Mm. What a nice mix. Okay, and you put the album together. So how long did it take you to get the album finished?
About a year. And then we did the recording, obviously, and
yeah.
it's in the 1 year. And probably like another half a year to get pressed and doing that sort of stuff. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, so probably like 1 to 1.5 years altogether.
What was the expectation when you were getting started with, you know, when you started thinking about the album? How long did you think it would take? Has it been about the same length that you thought it would be?
Yeah, sort of, but it was a bit longer than I thought. Like Callum was saying, like it'll be like out in like early this year, but then it came like in the middle this
yeah.
year. So
it always comes just a little bit longer.
Yeah, but like it's all right.
Cool. All right. Well, apart from karaoke each week, have you had the chance to perform live as a group yet?
No, not personally.
Yeah.
But Sachio did before with the previous band.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but me personally, no, not yet.
So
but interested.
So there's one person in the group that I guess will help guide you all when it gets to the point of being
probably,
able to...
yeah. And then Callum done that before as well.
Oh,
so,
there you go.
Yeah.
You've got plenty of people to hold your hand. Okay, how hard is it to get a project like Neon Safari off the ground? Is it difficult? difficult to promote yourself when you're an independent group?
Yeah, I think so. And then, like, because we are in Australia, Asian pop is not a big thing here compared to maybe Europe or Japan.
Sure.
So it's really hard to promote ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where would you like to see the group in 5 years?
We are interested to, you know, do tours and stuff. Probably in Japan, because a lot of the songs lyrics is right in Japanese. So it's kind of weird performing in Japanese in Australia. So yeah, but if we have a chance to, we'll do it.
Nice.
Yeah.
I reckon then you'd have a lot of fun doing that. It's a very colourful place when it comes to performing and the different live venues and things like that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let us know how we can support you guys. I mean, do you have a Facebook, a Twitter, a website?
Yeah, we do have a Facebook site, Neon Safari.
So do you have an email as well?
Yes. So neonsafarimusic@gmail.com.
Easy. Gmail.com. Easy to remember. And Twitter or SoundCloud or something like that? Or just at the moment all on the Facebook page?
Just two at the moment. Yeah.
Very cool. So
yeah.
I think everyone needs to get onto Facebook and Google and search for Neon Safari and then like your page so they can stay up to date. And then I see that you've already loaded a couple songs to that.
Yeah.
And you've also got a YouTube channel. So I think through your Facebook page, you'll see the YouTube channel.
Yes.
Chihiro, thank you so much for joining us on Asian Pop Radio Australia. And we will be playing your song next and one of your songs next. And we'll keep supporting you and make sure you share all your information with us if you've got any events coming up. I'm sure our listeners would love to hear it.
Thank you.
Supporting local Asian musicians, Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Oh,
Asian Pop Radio Australia. That is it for another week. And thank you so much, Jeanette, for joining me this week instead of just ditching me and going out with my brother.
Stop! But that's what you did. It's not like that.
That's where you were last week.
Hold up. I did not ditch this last week's episode just to go on a date with your brother. That's not how it
works. You studied and then went out.
No, neither.
Okay.
I don't study.
You need to apply yourself. You need discipline.
I hope my grandma doesn't listen to this.
Yeah, we should check in with her next week.
Oh, let's not.
Been a while.
I think she'll get a bit weird.
Thanks to Paul for the type up song of the week. Thank you to Shaz for the review, to the Jeff at Anna Mugger, and of course to Neon Safari for always being good sports. And you really should get out of the Facebook page and support them, like them, keep tabs on them.
Yes.
And we'll leave this week with our intro to Asian Pop with Katie. Do you have anything else you want to say now that I've stopped rambling?
Thank you to everyone. It's our 91 show.
Yes.
I couldn't say the TH. It was really hard. Yeah. 91th show.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. And don't worry, brownies are coming in the way.
Hashtag Epra Family. That show's next on this station.
Yes.
Awkward silence.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you're putting that on.
This is the intro to Katie's intro to Asian Pop.
Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Welcome to this week's intro to Asian Pop. Today we're looking at some J-Rock from Diora. Signed to Galaxy Incorporated, Diora is a Visual K J-Rock band of four members that's comprised of vocalist Yoka, guitarist K, bassist Shoya, and current drummer Tatsuya. They initially formed on the 5th of December in 2010, but the final lineup was created in April of 2013 when Tatsuya joined the group. The songs sung by the group are more on the heavier side of rock tunes, with a focus on the melody of the vocals, overlaying heavily played chords and drum beats during the verses, with soulful guitar solos in between. The lyrics of the song are often about love and heartbreak, fitting nicely with gothically dressed and leather-clad band members, and gothic-themed music videos too. Some songs of note are Lost November, a soulful poetic tune speaking of how the protagonist misses a girl from his past but cannot return to her, and Lily, which conveys the fear of losing the one person the singer loves the most. Recently, the band have been getting really productive with the release of their 10th single, Blind Message, on the 3rd of September. And plans to release their third full album, Triangle, on November the 26th. That's a lot to get excited about for fans. If you want to find out more about Diora, they have an official page at www.d-aura.com/. There you can check out new releases, the members' profiles, and their upcoming schedule. They're also on Facebook, Twitter, and have an official fan club page and blog, all of which can be found on their page shared previously. So, do you like what you hear about Diora? Have you ever listened to Visual K bands before, and did you like them? As always, feel free to drop us a comment and tell us what you think of our artist reviews. Now here's Diora's track, Lost November. This has been Katie's intro to Asian Pop.
君を知りたいあの場所から時は止まる。